Welcome to Multifamily Live.
I'm Kaylee Arusi.
And I'm Jason Arusi. Our mission is to help you unlock your full potential as a multifamily real estate investor.
So you can do more deals, bigger deals, with less stress, keep more profit, and free up your time.
Multifamily doesn't have to be a mystery. It's time to go
live. Aloha, everyone. Welcome back. I am super excited. I have the one, the only Anna Myers with me today. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We've been trying to do this for a very, very long time. We keep talking about it and exchanging messages, and I am so thrilled to be here with you today. It's a very special day. I woke up very happy about being here today.
I woke up really happy too. I was like, yes, I finally get to talk one-on-one with Anna. And there's so much that I want to ask you. But before I do, I want to let everyone, all my listeners know that Anna is a third generation commercial real estate entrepreneur who applies her 25 plus years of experience in technology and business to finding, analyzing, acquiring, and asset managing commercial properties in key markets across the US as a tech geek and systems architect. Oh, I love hearing that. That's close to my heart. Anna's known as the chief plate spinner at Grow Capitis. She collaborates with her business partner, Neil Bawa, to implement systems and processes that strive for efficiency and scalability, both within the company as well as throughout their portfolio. Because real estate is an occupation that can create abundant opportunity and lifestyle, Anna is also a digital nomad living and working remotely from beautiful locations all over the US, currently residing on the East Coast in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you, Peely. So happy to be here with you.
So again, super excited. And I am reintroducing with Anna, Mothers of Multifamily. This is a portion of the show that I actually discovered and started really digging into in 2020. And I think Anna's the perfect person to bring on for this special segment of the show, again, called Mothers of Multifamily. So Anna, as a mother, how do you do it all? How do you do the syndication portion, the business portion, the raising of the children, the raising of the grandchildren? How are you able to balance everything?
As you said, systems architect, right? I think it's really all about organization and being in the moment and knowing at every moment what is your most important job. And sometimes that job is, you know, taking care of your multifamily syndication because something's going wrong. But many times that most important job, and most of the times I would think, is being a parent, being present and being a parent in your children's life. There's no way you can go back in time and, you know, be present for them later. So the time is always now when it comes to children. You know, that being said, I will say that the majority of my, I'm getting a little kickback on the audio there. The majority of my deep multifamily investing has been once I had, no longer was a day-to-day parent. My husband and I are a blended family. We have six daughters. They are all adults at this point. In fact, our youngest two are, you know, 25 and older and in grad school, finishing grad school, both of them. And our oldest daughters are between 30 and 40, believe it or not. And we have 10 grandchildren between them. So large family. I love large families. I come from a large family. But it didn't all start out that way. I think I've learned a lot of lessons about parenthood because I've been a parent for a very long time. I was a single parent as a teenager. I was on welfare and going to UC Berkeley, actually. I graduated high school at 17, moved to the Bay Area. I grew up in LA, moved to the Bay Area. You'll probably love this, Feely. I left UC Berkeley a year into it because I didn't quite know what I was, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I moved to Jamaica because where else, what else would you do, right? So I moved to Jamaica. I was living in the country. way up in the country. I moved there, you know, with a man, my boyfriend, who was Jamaican, and we were running a taxi business there from Montego Bay to Kingston. I got to know the country very, very well. I kind of consider part of my growing up was in Jamaica. So that gave me a whole flavor right there. And I don't know if I would have become such a young mother if it hadn't been for that experience. You know, here I was 18 years old, living in the country, and people would, you know, say, well, how many children do you have? And I'd be like, I just turned 18. I don't have any children. They're like, you're 18 and you don't have any kids. You should have three by now. Like, it's a very different culture, right? So so I made a conscious decision in that experience to have a child. And I got pregnant, you know, intentionally. That relationship didn't go well, I'll say. I did not choose a good partner for me in life in that experience. I was very young. He also very unfortunately got into drugs. I did not at that time, but he became, you know, unbeknownst to me, he became a cocaine addict, which is not a recipe for a good relationship. So that's how I became, you know, moved back to the US and became a single parent and went back to school. And those are the things that, you know, so I went back to UC Berkeley as a single parent and went on welfare. I had to really dig deep and realize that that is what that system is there for, is to help parents that needed to move forward in their lives. And as somebody who grew up a middle-class person, it wasn't easy for me to do that. But once I realized that's what this service is for, and so I took advantage of it and got my undergraduate degree while raising my baby. And I think that there's a lot of lessons you learn from being a parent, because I think that there's a lot of men that are single parents as well. So I like to talk about parenting in a gender neutral words, because so many men out there are giving their all and raising their children on their own as well. But all of these lessons of, you know, going to UC Berkeley, working as a single parent, putting myself through grad school as a single parent while I was a programmer, all of these things taught me so much. Multitasking, putting somebody's needs before my own, always focusing on them and doing what's hard. It's like, I was tired. It didn't matter. I needed to, that child depended on me. And I think being a single parent gives you an even more hard crust. You know, it really pushes your limits, because there's nobody else. There wasn't another person that was going to help pay the rent. There wasn't another person that was going to get up in the middle of the night if she had a fever. So that really helped form, I think that helped form me and made me a badass.
Well, you're definitely a badass, number one. That's and also because, like, okay, so I'm going to dig a little deep, because I want to talk more about how parenting affects you now and how that helps you with your multifamily syndications. But I also want to acknowledge the fact that you are a badass, because that's exactly what my mom had to do. She was a single parent until I was eight. So she mm-hmm. had to take care of me. She went to college. She got her degree. So you have just like up-leveled, like you are already up in my mind, like in like the stratosphere, but you have like gone beyond, because you have gone beyond these excuses that you could have given yourself. Could you have given yourself the excuse that, oh my goodness, I'm a single parent now in Jamaica, and what am I going to do? Just, I don't know. You just,
or you know, my partner is a drug addict and I'm pregnant. What do I do? Right. That's, you know,
and that's the question you had to ask yourself, but you made those decisions to take yourself and your daughter to the next step, the next level, the next level, and the next level. So I would clap, but that would be bad for the sound on the podcast. You are amazing. So from one mama to another, one parent or child of a single parent to a single mother, you are amazing. So let's take it to that next step though. Let's talk about parenting and how that helps you with the responsibilities mm-hmm. that come with being a multifamily syndicator.
Yeah, absolutely. Multitasking, I definitely mentioned that, right? And when you're asset managing, well, you know, whether you're acquiring a multifamily, doing your due diligence, you know, exploring the market, and then especially once you're running a deal, you are always multitasking. I mean, right before I met you, I probably had 5 things going on my computer. And I'm like, okay, I've got to put these to the side for a minute because I'm going to be on with Peely. But I'm literally, that's why I'm known as the chief plate spinner in the company. I get shiz done. You okay? Want something to get done? You want 17 things to get done? I'm your person. Like, and I do think that goes back to being a single parent and being able to put myself through school and not just, you know, like a little community college. Like, you know, I graduated with highest honors from UC Berkeley while a single parent, you know? So I have the best, the biggest expectations of myself, and I pour that into everything. And I think starting out, especially being a parent, I knew I couldn't let that person down. And so that built that resilience in me that I think that I now reflect in everything, is to always do my best. There's no cutting corners. And as long as I'm always doing my best, what else can I say? I'm doing the best for everything. I also think that multifamily, you need to have empathy, because we are creating homes for people. You know, there's tenants that are living in those, and that's one of our audiences. And then we have investors, and it's really important for us who are, you know, if you're a general partner, you're making decisions that impact both those audiences. It's important to be able to empathize with those audiences and put yourself in their shoes. I sometimes think that people that have never had the opportunity to parent or chose not to parent, that they may have, they don't have as broad, I'm projecting here, maybe they do, they may not have as broad of an understanding, a deep understanding of humanity as you get with parenting. And especially when you parent more than one child, because when we are just ourselves as a human being, we have our own thoughts and we think that everything kind of runs the way we think it runs. Then you have that first child and you learn how they think and how they experience the world. And you realize how different that person is from you, even though they come of you. And then you think you've got the parenting figured out. You're like, I know this. I know how people work. I got this. I am so good at this. And then comes the second child and you're like, I know nothing. And I think that's such an important lesson in life to say that human beings are so varied. And I think it helps it when you really embrace that knowledge and soak it in. I think it really helps looking at lots of situations in life and looking at other people and starting to understand that every person has their own road that they're walking, and you've got to be do your best for your residents that are living in your communities, and you have to do your best for your investors at all times. They become, you know, your children. I don't want to say that in a patronizing way, but they are people that you should care deeply about, I guess I should say. And you need to put them first in a lot of lights, while also balancing out your own needs as a general partner. And I don't want to forget about that. When we're parenting, we learn over time that we have to take care of ourselves, right? If we don't take care of ourselves, we are not very good parents, because we're, you know, running low, we start feeling, you know, used, exhausted, you know, snappy, et cetera. As a general partner, the same thing can happen, okay? And I don't just mean that we get overworked. I mean, if we don't structure our deals correctly, we could be pouring so many hours into a deal that really isn't returning anything for us. And it starts eating away at us, that we're not making this apartment that we thought was going to make such a difference in our lives is really a huge drain on our energy. Like, we're the last ones getting anything out of it. So I'm always trying to find, and I think this is true in parenting, you're trying to find win-win situations, right? Where it's a win for the child and it's a win for the parents. That's always it's a strategy of how to you know, navigate, especially conflict resolution or growing up, you know, how to give a toddler win-win situations that don't put the parents in a situation where they're now, you know, because the kid's in a timeout, the parent's in a timeout too. So you want to be able to create win-wins with your investors and the general partners as well. And so again, just a correlation there.
No, I love the correlation, and I could just hear you speak on this topic. This should be a topic that we should have a webinar together on, because there are so many different correlations with us as parents. And I love, I may retitle this portion of the podcast, Parents of Multifamily. I guess it's the mom is better, but I guess we could call it.
Yeah, MOM. MOM is cool, but what can I say, Julie? I'm a California girl. So, you know, I'm always trying to think of all kinds of people in the world and recognize them.
And thank you for that, because it is true. Yeah. Because there are fathers out there. There are, you know, everyone under the sun who has this need to care for others, and combining the fiduciary duty that we have as a multifamily syndicator, as part of the general partnership, towards our investors and our tenants and taking care of them in the same light. There's such a great and grand correlation there. I think what you said is true. Like, as parents, we kind of have this upper level understanding of taking care of people, having, like, being the person that needs to wake up when you're
being a leader,
being a leader. Or if something happens to go sideways on our properties, being the first one there, making it your own responsibility and not pushing that responsibility onto others. So thank you so much for making that correlation.
Yeah. I think that with parenting, there's a lot of hard decisions that come up, things that people are often blindsided by, you know, something they never imagined parenting would be as hard as it is, right? Because they get this, oh, babies are so cute, and I'm going to be such an awesome mom. My teenager's going to love me, you know.
And then children aren't even teenagers yet. I am insanely afraid of the moment my children turn 12 and 13. I'm just like, oh, no.
Let's hope we get to the point before that insanity unleashes, because it can sometimes unleash at 10 and 11. But I think that being a syndicator can be the same thing, where people have these grand ideas of how wonderful it's going to be, and that money is just going to be raining in there, and, you know, the property manager is going to take care of everything, and my days are just going to be on the beach. Well, it's hard work, and there's a lot of hard decisions to be made, and a lot of communication, and you got to, you know, put on your big girl and big boy pants, and you know, show up every day, because if you're using other people's money, if you're creating homes that people depend on, then you have a big responsibility, and you need to step up to it.
Just like a parent would. So before I let you go, please let my listeners know how they can reach you, and please talk about Grow Capitus and Multifamily University.
Sure. So I am the COO of Grow Capitus, which is a syndication company in the Bay Area. We purchase value add, as well as we are also developers. We build apartment communities as well as fourplex communities. So if you're interested in investing in syndications to own shares of one of our communities, or you're interested in buying fourplexes and not sharing any ownership with anybody, just owning your own fourplex, you can reach out to us, www.growcapitus.com, GROCAPITUS. A lot of our investors, or I would say the majority of our investors, are really drawn to us because of our data-driven methodologies. So Neil and I, as technologists, the way we approach everything, how we pick markets, how we do our asset management, is all very quantitative, very systematic, and very data-driven. We teach about that in Multifamily University. We have a boot camp that we do a few times a year. That's a paid thing. But what you can get for free is you can join our webinars. We have three webinars typically every week. Neil speaking, different hosts speaking, different presenters speaking. I am the host for almost all of them. They're the ones that Neil is speaking. So please join us. No cost. Just come and learn about what's going on out there. And that's multifamilyu.com.
Multifamilyu.com. So please check that out. I've had both of you on. I'm super excited. Neil is amazing. You are amazing. So thank you so much for joining us. Again, join them at Multifamily University. or take a look at their website at growcapitus.com. Yep. You are amazing, Anna. Anna, before I let you go, one last word to my audience, one last word to the listeners about how they can take a step forward into what you do, into multifamily or into real estate in general.
How to get to the next step?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking? Make a plan. One thing we didn't get into is how many different pivots I've had in my life. You know, I was a programmer. I was a professional photographer of children and naked pregnant women for many years. And I've done many things and I bring all of them into what I'm doing. But when I decided every time I was going to pivot, I made a plan and gave myself milestones and goals to get there. So it doesn't just happen. Nothing just happens. You have to create a plan, create the space in your life to take action on that plan and move forward. Always be moving forward.
I love it. Create a plan, create the space, and move forward. Thank you so very much, Anna. You have been amazing.
Thanks, Peely. It's been awesome hanging out with you. We'll have to do it in person soon.
Yes, please. I cannot wait for the moment that we get to have coffee, have lunch, and I get to pick your brain about everything parenting, because that is the class that you should teach me. I would be front and center for that webinar.
As you can imagine, 18 years specializing in family and children and baby photography, and know a thing or two about all of them, with the addition of me, you know, being a parent of six and, you know, so I know a lot about the psyche of how children think at all different kinds of ages. And I love it. I love human beings. They're fascinating.
You are amazing, Anna. And we will have that webinar soon. Thank you so very much. And to all right. of the listeners, I am so very grateful to you. Thank you so much for listening. If you love what you heard, if you love Anna, then go check her out at Multifamily University and growcapitus.com. And if you love this podcast, please like, review, subscribe, press all the buttons, all the thumbs up.
Press all the buttons.
All the buttons. You're amazing, Anna. Thank you so very much. Bye now.
Thanks, Peely. It's been great. Bye-bye.